Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Hard things must be felt, grieved, and released in order to open up that part of the heart that feels joy. Do say more about that.
Yeah, well, I guess I wasn't taught about this either. I'm not trying to rag on my church experiences. I'm just being honest about what my experiences were. And it seems to me that looking back, it was always about, you know, praise the Lord, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. We memorized that verse. And if you had a little pain, folk would walk with you for a while, but you better get that taken care of. And if it got too horrifying, then they'd farm you out to a therapist. And I believe in Christian therapy. My goodness, do I believe in it. And it's been part of the way God has helped me heal myself. But I think they should be a part of the healing team, not just, you know, we shouldn't be farmed out because we don't know what to do with pain. I think I've come to believe, Bill, that God has given us a great gift, and it's called lament. It's called grief. In fact, and we talk about this in the book, you know, out of 150 Psalms, 50 or 60 of them, literally a third or more, are Psalms of lament. And what happens is, what we, I think, are unconsciously taught in the body of Christ is that if you have some pain, if you don't get over it quickly, you bury it, you move on, you love Jesus, you know, take the Lord at his promises, or whatever the lingo is, and you bury it. And so it's kind of like some of the cleanup that's gone on along the Detroit River here. Back in the day, when there were industrial sites that would clean up, they would take their toxic waste and they would bury it deep under the ground in some kind of, you know, tank that they thought was impermeable. Well, 25 years later, the problem is the tanks leaked, and all that toxic waste seeped into the groundwater and poisoned everything in sight. Well, we insidiously believe that we're made to just blow off pain. Human beings are not made to blow off pain. Human beings are made to lament. They're not made to just put it off in some kind of a tank inside their spirits, because it will leak. We grieve. I've come to believe, Bill, that we grieve because we're created in the image of a loving God. We grieve because we love. Dogs have a tendency to get over things a little bit more easily. I have a dog, and she's a sweetheart.
Sadie.
But I can be kind of mean to her on Tuesday, and on Wednesday she's right back, and she
yeah.
never needs to lament. But human beings need to lament, or we can't. To quote the psalm, weeping endures for the night, joy comes in the morning. We're meant to take that pain, take it to our Abba, lean into his chest, and those tears, literally, he takes those tears, and over a period of time, he takes us through to forgiveness, he takes us through to letting go, and eventually we can literally look at our oppressors and our abusers, and we can love them. But if we don't move through that pain will sit in our spirit, and it will poison us and produce bitterness and brokenness all the way home.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.